Good afternoon. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday of Easter, Year C. Our readings for today, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 1 to 20, Psalm 30, the Revelation of John, chapter 5, verses 11 to 14, and the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Father, we acknowledge that you have given us everything we need for life and for living. You have filled our hearts with hope, peace, and joy. You gave us your Son as our Savior and Lord. And you gave us your Spirit to make our lives new. Forgive us that we live as though we have received nothing and deny others the opportunity to know you. Forgive us for the poverty of our vision and our failure to share the riches of Christ. Forgive us whenever we consider life to be empty, boring, meaningless, and futile. And close our hearts and minds to the wonders of your grace. Forgive us for those times when we fail to live as your people of grace. We ask that you will use our lives to create pictures of your love. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Lord, we journey together as those two disciples did on the Emmaus Road. We journey from faith to faith, weighed down with our questions, our uncertainties, and our not knowing, just longing for certainty, needing hope. Lord, we journey together, and you come and share our journey, because you are the answer to all our questions, the solution to our uncertainties, and the way to beginning again. Lord, we pray that our worship be the moment when each of us begins a new journey with you and to you, a journey from time to eternity. In Christ's name, amen. We have the hymn CPWI 363, Angels' Voices Ever Singing. pray the collect for the third. We pray the collect for the third Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, and then our parish prayer. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to the disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Encountering the Risen Christ. Encountering the Risen Christ. The resurrection of Jesus is the single most significant event in his ministry that demonstrated without doubt that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The Messiah came to redeem humankind. He was the lamb for the sacrifice. His was the sacrifice that sealed the new covenant between God and all of humankind, all the descendants of Adam and Eve who represent the first human beings. Not only was the resurrection of Jesus significant, an encounter with the risen Christ had a profound effect on all who experienced it. In our gospel today from John chapter 21, the disciples, following Peter, went back to their old exploits. At the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Simon Peter decided to go fishing. Their response, "We will go with you." John records that they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Chapter 21, verse 3. At daybreak, a man calls out to them from the shore and invites them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat. Something I'm sure that they had done several times before during the night. When they attempted to haul in the net, they found it full of fish. John, the beloved disciple, recognizes the man on the shore as Jesus, the risen Christ. Peter is moved to swim ashore, leaving the other disciples to bring in the catch. By the time they arrived with their catch of fish, a fire is going with some fish already on it. Another interesting event occurs. The fish in their catch, the fishes in their catch were large, 153 of them, yet their net was not torn. These miraculous events affirmed for them that they were in the presence of the risen Christ. Their encounter with Jesus enabled them to satisfy their need. They went fishing and they caught fish in abundance. Satisfying their need in abundance was not the only result of their encounter with the risen Christ. After breakfast, Jesus, the risen Christ, reconciles with Simon Peter. Remember, on his last night with his disciples before his trial and crucifixion, Jesus told the group that he was going away and that his disciples could not follow. Peter asked, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus responds, "Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times." John chapter 13, verses 36 to 38. And that was exactly what happened. When Peter was identified as one of Jesus' disciples, he exclaimed, "I know not the man," not once, not twice, but three times. In this encounter by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus is to be reconciled with Simon Peter. John records, "When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' A second time, he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him a third time, 'Do you love me?' Simon Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" Jesus restores Peter by giving him three opportunities to reaffirm his love and commitment to Jesus. One opportunity for each denial. In addition, Jesus gives Peter his assignment as a disciple. He is to feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. The good shepherd is commissioning another shepherd to take care of his sheep. The disciples had an encounter with the risen Christ. Their need to accomplish something worthwhile was satisfied. They went fishing. Those who were called to be fishers of men, they caught nothing. But that was not to be their future. Having encountered the risen Christ, and later being empowered by the Holy Spirit, they would truly catch an abundance of people for Christ. They would face persecution in Jerusalem and move outward and spread the message of the gospel, the good news of God's love, to all and sundry. At his encounter, Peter would be reconciled with Jesus. He would be given his task, and after being empowered by the Holy Spirit, he would convince Jews and Gentiles alike of the truth of Jesus the Christ, and by feeding the lambs and tending and feeding the sheep, he would catch many men and women for Christ. An encounter with the risen Christ, therefore, satisfies needs, brings forgiveness and reconciliation, and serves as an opportunity for Jesus to present us with the task that he has for us and commission us for that task. Later, Jesus would enable and empower his disciples with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they were able to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8b. In our first lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, the story of the commissioning of Saul should affirm for us that an encounter with the risen Christ results in reconciliation, transformation, and commissioning for our tasks for Christ, all in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Saul was transformed, he was reconciled with God in Christ, and he was commissioned for his task to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Have we had our encounter with the risen Christ? Are we able to say, like Thomas, without a doubt, "My Lord and my God"? If we have not seen and yet believe, then we will know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, that we have every opportunity to be reconciled with God in Christ, and we have a very important task to perform for Christ in any part of the vineyard in which God has placed us. Is there evidence in our lives that we are doing the task that God has set before us? Using our gifts for the building up of the body of Christ, spreading the gospel, and making disciples for Christ? If not, why not? Don't we believe that he is risen? Don't we know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us? Are we not sure that Jesus is able to satisfy our needs? Are we not aware that we have an important task to do for our Savior? These are questions that each of us must answer for ourselves. Our lives, our future, depend on our response. Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. At breakfast by the seashore, Lord Jesus, you recommissioned your disciples. Re-energize your church to proclaim your resurrection and truth. Then the catchless night, will be turned into a theming body of praise. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. In the safety of familiar company, Lord Jesus, you restored Simon Peter in your service. Forgive our faltering steps and denials of your ways under pressure. Give us grace and courage to follow you in our common life. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. On the road to Damascus, Lord Jesus, you confronted Saul with his rebellious hatred. Turn the hearts of all who oppose through distortions of self-image and identity. Give peace to troubled hearts and lives. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. With the embrace of charity, Lord Jesus, you sent Ananias to restore Saul's sight. Send your liberating and transforming spirit on all who suffer restrictions of mind, body, or spirit. Strengthen them with your redeeming love. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. From the darkness of death, Lord Jesus, you were raised to life. Shine this light on all who have died and those who grieve for them. Give us faith to trust in your salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, CPWI 172, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conquer the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We pray that you will remember to worship God every day. Give thanks to God for the gift of life. Remember in this season of the pandemic to wear your mask. Make sure it's covering your nose and mouth. Watch your distance. Wash your hands with soap and water at least for 20 seconds. And please be safe. COVID-19 is still with us. Do have a very productive and spiritually rewarding week. And we pray that we will continue to strive to rid our land of violence, both on our streets and in our homes. And so we invite you to march in the light of God.
Marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God.